This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denver's Commission on Cultural Affairs is looking for new candidates to join its efforts. Here's CPR Arts reporter Monica Castillo.
The commission helps oversee the city's public arts program, its cultural plans, and other efforts. Now the organization, Denver Arts and Venues, is looking for representatives from diverse communities to help plan for its future. Candidates with backgrounds in arts, diversity and inclusion, philanthropy, and development are encouraged to apply. Applications for the 3-year positions are due June 9th. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Colorado National Monument turns 110 years old today. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says one man in particular fought for it.
John Otto came across the towering Red Rock Canyons and spires in the early 1900s. He fell in love and started building trails. Park Ranger Arlene Jackson says Otto led the charge for the land's federal protection.
It was his passion for this place and his persistence in saying this needs to be protected, this needs to be something that everybody can come to, is one of the primary reasons that it exists today.
President William Howard Taft created Colorado National Monument on May 24, 1911, only a few years after Otto's efforts began. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And the Colorado Avalanche are advancing to the second round of the National Hockey League playoffs. This is CPR.